thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit, an entity of benevolent woman. This is episode number 30, and this one is entitled Working Out My Own Salvation. As I begin to start work this morning, I am reflecting on having to cut ties with family. The Holy Spirit is impressing upon me the need to deal with this. I have to admit to myself that it hurts. Taking accountability for allowing myself to end up back in this space. Nevertheless, I knew it was an issue when I felt compelled to use the trauma as an example. I still felt the need to dwell on this disturbing situation. I hadn't moved on. Deal with it, says the Holy Spirit. The unresolved issues are stagnating me. In order for the Lord to elevate us to higher levels, we must deal with the irresolute pain. I now realize with a startling clarity why we must work out our own salvation with trepidation and trembling. The fear and reverence of man will certainly bring a snare to our souls. So many of us leave God because we have been let down by man. I remember thinking at one point, and even today, how can you allow someone who is your anointed and loved by you, or anyone, treat me with such contempt? So take heed that even those that profess to know God can be toxic. Set your boundaries. I have asked this question over the years many times. Admittedly, these emotional manipulators almost made me give up on Jesus. Remember that we are allowed to make our own choices. But as Pastor R.C. Blakes Jr. said, we don't get the authority to dictate the consequences. But everyone is not where you are. They have not dealt with their afflictions. Some of us are not willing to change. Consequently, our relationships with the Lord are unique. It is not up to me to question why others may be allowed to act unsavory. Furthermore, God does not allow us to know the unforeseen circumstances of others. It is not our place. This is why Psalms 37 starts off saying, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." In the same hymn, we are told that to fret or whine only leads to evil. This malevolence is the temptation to walk away from God. This was one of my grandmother's favorite psalms. Even so, she advised us to turn our Bibles to it, leaving it at our front doors at night for protection. I am dealing with this, having decided that no matter how hurtful, I will not put up walls. Moreover, just a fence with a gate. Thank you again, Bishop R.C. Blakes Jr. We must be more mindful and diligent of who we let in our lives. Notwithstanding, we must be unwilling to allow anyone to hinder the blessings that God has for us, explicitly out of fear of a relationship that is unprofitable in every way. Thank you for joining us again. We look forward to you joining us next time. Be blessed in your life according to God's will for your life. Thank you.